And when the revolution was over, the class conflict continued. And that, to a great degree, led to the creation of the Constitution, because the Constitution was an attempt to create a nation in which internal conflict would be controlled. And those of you who have read the Federalist Papers, or at least read Federalist Paper number 10, know that this was the argument that James Madison presented in arguing for people to ratify the Constitution, you know, when the Constitution was presented in the various states for ratification. And the argument was, you know, that there's a natural tendency for conflict. You didn't use the word class, you used the word faction. And then the basis of this conflict between factions is the division of property. Some people have property and other people don't have property. And so we want to create a large republic with which will be able to control this conflict. Wasn't worried about a minority faction, as he put it. He was worried about a majority faction, which meant most of the poor people. And the way to control that is by having a big country, all 13 states together. And in that way, it'll be very hard for, and they were very blunt about this in the Federalist Papers, it'll be very hard to have a rebellion that starts in one part of the country spread very quickly to the rest of the country. It'll be contained in time before it spreads. And representation, having a representative government will be a good thing. For those of you who are intoxicated with the glories of representative government, you should keep in mind that representative government, while it's an improvement on monarchy, is also a way, as Madison put it, and Hamilton put it at another point, the Federalist Papers on the Constitution were a bipartisan effort, an early indication of how the supposedly contending groups who run American society, the Democrats and the Republicans and the Whigs and the Democrats and the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, they really are part of the same elite group with some differences. And Madison and Hamilton agreed on this, that the idea, although Hamilton was less, actually he preferred a monarchy, but he's willing to go along with representative government because, as Madison explained, if you have representatives, then if there is anger that arises in any part of the population, that anger will be filtered through the representative body. And by the time it gets through the representative body, it will have been calmed down and subdued somewhat. And as Madison put it, the reason for this, the reason for having this kind of government and this kind of constitution is to guard against things like a rage for paper money, as he put it, because the debtors, the people who owed money at that time, wanted the state governments to issue paper money to inflation, in other words. They've scared us with the word inflation, but very often people in debt have wanted inflation so they can pay off their debts more easily, and the farmers wanted paper money, wanted inflation. A rage for paper money, Madison said, is something we want to guard against, or, as he put it, an equal division of property or any other wicked object. So they knew what they were doing, those founding fathers. Yes, they deserve our admiration.